With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Air ambulance and health insurance companies presented conflicting testimony today before a legislative interim committee. Lawmakers are trying to address growing concerns over the cost of emergency medical transportation. Air ambulance providers say bills that regularly run in the five figures are justified based on what it costs to keep planes and helicopters ready to fly with trained staff 24/7. Air ambulance fees range from about 400 to 1,000% more than what the federal government authorizes Medicare to pay. Allegiance Health Benefits President Ron Dusnup said that's too high a rate to pay to bring an air ambulance company in network.
We have offered to have anyone who's willing to accept 250% of Medicare join the network as long as they wouldn't balance bill.
Balance billing is when a patient gets a bill for anything beyond what their insurance company will pay. Tomorrow, the Economic Interim Committee will continue to discuss what can be done to lift the burden of air ambulance costs for Montana patients. Federal officials want to enter settlement talks with an environmental group that sued the government over climate change related to coal from western states. Justice Department spokesman Wynn Hornbuckle said today that government attorneys have asked judges overseeing the cases to put them on hold until April 1st. At issue are mining projects that involve more than 600 million tons of coal in Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico. The group Wild Earth Guardians has prevailed in similar cases that challenged mining projects in Montana and Colorado. The move to settle the still pending lawsuits comes after Interior Secretary Sally Jewell made other reforms.
University of Montana President Royce Engstrom says he's not keeping the $6,000 a year raise he was recently awarded. He made the announcement during his mid-year update address on campus yesterday. Engstrom said he'll donate the raise
to the University of Montana Foundation to set up a second presidential leadership scholarship. We did this 2 years ago with that raise, and so we're going to do that again.
The donation comes as University of Regents face criticism for giving Engstrom a raise at a time when the school is cutting 192 jobs in an attempt to balance its budget in the face of declining enrollment. Backers of a ballot measure to expand rights for crime victims and their families say they have enough signatures to put the initiative before voters in November. Montana is one of several states where national victims' rights advocates hope to build momentum for the so-called Marcy's Law that's now in effect in California and Illinois. The law would amend the state constitution to require prosecutors to inform victims or their families of key developments in a case and accord them the right to hear heard in proceedings. Organizers say they have the minimum of at least 2,000 signatures from each of 29 counties, but will continue their efforts over the next 2 weeks before filing with the Secretary of State's office. Efforts also are underway to get the measure on ballots in six other states. Funding for Land and Water Conservation Fund projects in Montana has more than doubled since it was last offered in 2014. Montana State Parks announced yesterday that the maximum grant award per project this year is $150,000. State parks run their grant cycle every 2 years to provide more money for projects. Seth MacArthur, is with Montana State Parks.
Projects are getting so expensive, so we thought we would increase it in case there are some bigger projects that communities are trying to do and to where they could use that, that extra reimbursement on their project.
Grants may provide up to 50% of a local project's total cost. Montana State Parks will be accepting applications through April 15th. They will be available to local public and outdoor recreation project sponsors statewide. You can find more details at our website, mtpr.org. Backers of a ballot measure to expand rights for crime victims and their families say they have enough signatures to put the initiative before voters in November. The law would amend the state constitution to require prosecutors to inform victims of or their families of key developments. Two Republican congressmen who are military veterans have introduced a bill requiring women to register for the draft. Representative Duncan Hunter of California and Ryan Zinke of Montana say the legislation is aimed at provoking a fuller discussion of the Pentagon's decision to open all combat jobs to women. The Associated Press has corrected a story we broadcasted last night about a former high school band teacher in Butte who is accused of sexually assaulting a student and providing alcohol to others. That teacher, Scott L. York, used to teach at Butte Central High School, not at Butte High, as the Associated Press reported yesterday. Yesterday, York entered an Alford plea on the sexual assault charge in Ravalli County District Court in Hamilton. Under the Alford plea, he does not admit guilt but acknowledges prosecutors have enough evidence to gain a conviction. York remains free on $100,000 bond. He's set to be sentenced April 6. In the wake of bomb threats that have forced evacuations 6 times since mid-January, the Butte courthouse is increasing security for a murder trial next week. The Montana Standard reports that Butte District Judge Kurt Kruger said Wednesday that starting next week, employees will have to use their county-issued ID cards to get in the building, and all bags will be subject to search. The retrial of 25-year-old Adam Hatfield is slated to begin Monday. Hatfield is accused of beating his father to death in 2008. Kruger says if more bomb threats are made during the trial, they will not evacuate the building unless authorities deem it necessary in order to protect the rights of all parties in the court system. 1 in 5 children in Montana are at risk of not having enough to eat. The Montana Food Bank Network is promoting a social media campaign around the Super Bowl to help get food to kids in schools. Claire Bergeson reports.
Children generally have access to nutritious meals in school, but may go hungry on weekends and vacation days. The Backpack Program found a solution to that problem. In 2008, the DeSmet School in Missoula tried discreetly handing students bags of kid-friendly, easy-to-prepare meals for days they're not in school. The school's Shelly Andries says the program eases the burden for families and that kids come to school less hungry on Mondays. But she's also seen more.
One of the things I've noticed is how grateful families are and how thankful they are.
Stephanie Stratton with the Montana Food Bank Network says that since 2008, that program has grown exponentially, now in 97 school sites feeding 3,000 kids a week. They encourage people to donate to the program and show their support for children's nutrition by wearing jerseys this Friday with Super Bowl Sunday coming up.
It could be your local high school football jersey or an NFL team, whatever you like. It's just the idea to root for your community and show your support by rocking a jersey.
You can find more information on our website, mtpr.org. With Montana News, I'm Claire Bergeson.
I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.